continued expanding their family. The Outmans were worshipers at New York's Dutch Reformed Church, which had a large presence in early colonial New York. Numerous leaders of the Dutch War for Independence from Spain were members of this church, and for a period of time was the only denomination allowed in New Amsterdam. The descendants of Outman began to migrate to bordering colonies, such as Connecticut and Vermont. Arlington, Vermont, in particular, was the home to Outman's grandson George and his wife, Ruth Wooster. George, along with his son George Jr., fought for the colonists in the American Revolution. At this point, it seemed the family had broken from the Dutch Reformed Church because George Sr. started to practice Anglican. This religion stemmed from the Protestant Reformation of England in the 16th century. The word itself means of England, but this connection was less resilient than one would have thought. The Methodist religion swept the area, started by the father of Methodism, John Wesley, and his brother, Charles. Middletown saw its first Methodist minister in 1801. The new religion spread quickly throughout the area. From Outman to Oatman. Royce Oatman's great-grandfather, George Sr., brought the Outman name to the Americas, but it was Royce's grandfather, George Jr., who converted to Methodism and Americanized their last name from Outman to Oatman. George Jr.'s brother, Eli, was one of the founders of the Methodist Episcopal Society in the village of Middletown in Rutland County. George Jr. also moved to the village of Middletown and developed the Oatman Farm within the forest. George Jr. married Ann Terrell, and they had three children, Lyman, Eli, and Eliakim. This is where the Outman-turned-Oatman story connects to Olive Oatman. On November 27, 1801, George Jr.'s son, Lyman, married a woman named Lucy Hartland, also of Middletown. The couple had an extremely large family of 12 sons and 5 daughters. The father of Olive Oatman, Royce Oatman, was born in 1809, the fourth child and third son of Lyman and Lucy. Royce learned at a very young age that religion was an integral part of his upbringing. The Methodist religion in particular became an essential aspect of Royce Oatman's life. As an adult, he named his son Lorenzo in honor of a traveling minister who preached in Middletown when Royce was young. Middletown seemed like a safe region for Royce and his family. They felt secure building their home in Vermont's Rutland County. Although this area was isolated from the more populous areas of New England, it was still safe from one of the biggest and most dangerous threats of white settlers, Indians. Today, Rutland County is the second most populous county in the state of Vermont after Chittenden County, because it houses the city of Burlington. But in the early 19th century, this was far from the case. In the early 1800s, the soil was far from fertile, and those who lived in the area had to clear trees and rocks to farm. The weather was also uncomfortable during most of the year, as, like today, the New England region was cold and harsh, even in the summertime. It was not uncommon to have snow in Vermont in June or July, which then destroyed the farmers' crops throughout the summer. These problems became too much for the Oatmans to take. Royce's parents made the decision to move to the town of Lock in western New York to settle a new farm. Western New York was where Royce Oatman enjoyed his young life for some time. Lock, established in 1802, was located 8 miles south of Lake Owasco in western New York. The young Royce Oatman helped work on his family's farm in Lock from morning until night. He was also well-educated. Therefore, Royce was a good mixture of a hard worker on the farm and an educated individual who liked to read books by candlelight. Religion was a strong basis of Lock, with Methodists, Presbyterians, and Baptists preaching vigorously to their congregations. The Oatmans, committed to their Methodist views, were further inspired by the religious enthusiasm of the Lock region. For more than a decade, the Oatman family lived in Lock and enjoyed the vibrant religious fervor. However, other families started to grow weary of western New York when it seemed the more urban areas did not expand as quickly as they hoped. The Erie Canal officially opened on October 25, 1825, and this completion was supposed to bring new wealth.